game last night, a lot of folks saw the opposing coach barking at Dustin Buffalo.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't involving you, but Dustin wasn't available to answer any questions about it today. Do you know why a coach would do that? Do you know what happened last night?
Just wishing each other a Merry Christmas. It's that time of year. Everybody's feeling jolly. I don't know. Lots of emotion, eh? Behind the bench, on the bench. It's a pretty wired place back there. And it's Christmas.
You're going to Chicago. They're playing a bit different than they did the last time you saw them down there. Just some thoughts ahead for tomorrow night's game, please.
Yeah, the marketing brochure on that team is going to be their offense, right? Why wouldn't it be? There's so much skill and talent there. But statistically, defensively, they're fantastic. I mean, and that's I think what you saw of the Detroit Red Wings when they were in that heyday, when they were winning. We talked about Yzerman, Fedorov. I mean, when we saw them, they had 11 Hall of Famers on that team, and that's all anybody talked about. And then there was Hasek, right? And defensively, they were so much better than, and nobody ever talked about that, but Lidstrom on the back end, Chelios. I mean, they weren't short of big names. And I think Chicago's done that. They've put a real hard grind into a team that has great offensive skill, which makes them very tough. And if you cheat on it because you're not getting your offense, they just tear you apart. No, I don't feel it. I don't know what the shots would tell you, or the red zone shots or the close-in shots would tell you. I don't feel that from the bench. No, even in the third period, there were a couple of games back there, like in Boston, I thought that they really come at us in the third period. So I think we've maybe have even played tighter at times in front of Pav. Certainly haven't sensed any difference in the style of game when either guy's in the net.
You've used both of your goaltenders with confidence. Like, how much does that help your game planning, especially because Michael's a rookie?
It's helped because they've both performed really well, right? The only time that you get into a situation as a coach where you have an issue is where you've got to decide on two guys whose games aren't where they need to be, and you've got to pick one. To give him the opportunity to get on the run, and when the performance isn't there, that says it's clear who it should be. That's the challenge. When you've got two guys that have played exceptionally well, you can't make a wrong call. You know, I mean, whoever goes in, even if a guy has a tough night, the body of work says, well, okay, that's 1 in 10, that's 1 in 15. That's going to happen. It happens around the league every night. We've been fortunate. I think our team game too. Starts anyway, especially, we've been very good. We've been ready to play. The Goldies have been ready to play, and they've played well. So I didn't start out this saying, I'm going to roll the goalies this month. It started with Mike's game, got to the point that he deserved to be in, and so did Pav. And it just seemed the right thing to do was put the guy who had a real good game in last in next, you know, and you look back and there was always a good game in behind. So they deserved to be in the rotation. Yeah, I mean, I will make a change when we feel we need to.
Just wondering, looking back on Friday against Boston, last night against Philadelphia, the way things went, second half of the game against the Bruins and third period last night, do you feel like your guys are maybe learning to trust that with the four guys out, they can still play the same way and it's going to work out?
Yeah, I think we're learning to find the confidence to make plays. And I'm not talking about over-create, but we put a lot of pucks into the neutral zone that I think we had an option not to. And it meant controlling it a little bit more and having the confidence to do that. I think you do find more veteran skilled defensemen will make that pass more often than off the glass and forwards as well. So it's we're learning how to handle leads because we've had a bunch of them. That's a good thing. So we want to just keep trying that every night. See if we can play with the lead. See if we can hang on to it. We've been good some nights with it. And other nights we haven't given up as much as it feels and lost. And then there's some nights we've given up a bunch in the third and one. you know, our guy made one or two saves right at the end, and you come off feeling great about the way you've played. Mm-hmm. But the process doesn't always equal exactly the results.
So do you feel like you're almost reminding the group that what was working before will work now?
So they change too, right? The other team changes as well. Yeah. So there's going to be a difference in the game. Tighter gap, less to lose. Won't dump quite as many pucks. We'll try you off the rush a little bit more. And because of that, your D zone gets sorted a little different. If you look at the second goal, that's basically what happened. So they'll try you a little bit more. And handling those adjustments and looking forward to them being more aggressive is a good thing. You know, it's not going back to the way it looked in the first period, because now they have nothing to lose. So they're gonna try more. They're going to pinch harder. They're going to get 4D up into the rush. They're going to put way more risk into their game. So you need to be able at a point that you can use that risk. It's not about sitting back. It's about using the risk change in the game. And, yeah, we weren't great at it in the third last period. You take a look at our second goal and their tying goal. They were identical. Great forecheck, icing in the net off the faceoff. I mean, there was exactly the change in the flow of that game came off. You know, Matty Perreault gets in on that forecheck hard, and he and Fro hunt that puck side to side. Icing, buff goes down the wall. We went in on the same kind of forecheck. It didn't go quite as hard on their second goal, and then on the third goal, we got puck control in our end of the ice. Right, we've got options, but we're making safe plays instead of simple. There's a difference. Simple, let's control. Let's if they're going to put it in the net, you know, if you're going to die on your own sword. So we're learning.
Yeah.
So we're learning about Dustin Byfuglien, because the guy that we've seen on defense is not the guy that I saw on video. And a different game, right? So there are other defensemen around the league that are, so when you're chasing the game, your offensive defensemen play differently. And they were in a situation where they were chasing the game a fair amount. And because of his skill set and his style, he's jumping into holes. He's making a lot of things happen. But because of that, they're happening at both ends of the rink. You know, the overtime goal is going to happen to Dustin Byfuglien, because when you handle the puck as much as he does, that's going to happen. You want it on a 1-15 game block, not a 1-3 game block. You want that, just it's just going to happen. Other than that, and you know, the pinch in the first on the first goal, there's three or four men that have a piece of that one. It's not just the pinch, because we've got other people that are supposed to move off that pinch in a different way. We want that aggressiveness. But at the same, but there wasn't much else. Maybe the backhand pass on the shorty, but when he made that hit on Giroux, it's a really smart thing. I mean, he knew who he was hitting, right? So there's a lot of intelligence in this guy's game. So a really long-winded answer to your question is no. I've never coached a player that you think that he can have a really important impact on the game, whether he's playing forward or defense.
Paul, just to follow up on that, you were talking about the close games with Mitch's question there. I don't know, a week or 10 days ago, Brian Little mentioned to me that he thought last year, having played so many one-goal games and so many close games, especially in the second half, was already paying some dividends for you. Do you see that, and will there be more of that because of the one-goal games you've been in again recently?
Right. So a couple things. Like the one-goal game idea, there's a lot of good teams in this league that lead the league in one-goal games. So it's not all blowouts by the good teams, you know, that the good teams aren't in those games. Then go to your playoff history and you would say there's just an awful lot of one-goal games. They're all pretty darn tight. So there's a value to getting comfortable in those games. And then learning how our game fits in those one goal games is where we're at right now. So at 3-1, we want this game to go to 4-1, and then that's the mentality we want to have: use their risk change to our advantage and make those plays. So we're not a team that snaps the puck around. That's not our success. Doesn't come from, you know, seven good passes into the back of their net. It comes more from a grind. So how do we improve our playmaking and our willingness to make plays where it's not necessarily our strong suit, but we have to do that to get to our strong suit, which is the forecheck. We kick too many pucks into the neutral zone. It's D zone coverage time and change. which means you, well, your forechecks now are, it's to the red in and off instead of to the red, let's get in on their D. And that's the change in the flow of the game that happened between the first and the third. The second was actually pretty darn well played. Take out the four-minute block where we're killing right at the end. We hadn't given up very much at all. So there was a longer stretch of good hockey in there. Confidence, but it's more, you know, confidence is earned, right? You have to get into enough of those games that it goes from 3-1 to 3-2 to 4-2. Or it holds at 3-2, and yet, or, and if they get to 3-3, you know, you've, part of it is you've got enough wins under your belt that it's not the end of the world that that's just happened. So we're still battling that a little bit, that dread of, so this team and all teams like it over the last 4 or 5 years have played games in December that would have been viewed as must-win games, right? This is a critical, critical game. So the pressure that's in that December game, you get enough wins, it comes out, and then you can learn how to do the things right. And you build your confidence from there. So when you get into those, and those games are coming that are must-win games, that a 3-1 lead in one of those games, we've done this before. We've done it enough. We've played enough one-goal games. We're starting to get better at it. We need to get into those one-goal, two-goal games. You're not holding the lead every night, but that you're real confident in how you're going to play regardless of the outcome.